You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on August 4th, 2021, and is titled, Where Are You Flying To? Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Acts, and let's join Steve in the message.
Man, what a nice crowd tonight. How many of y'all were here last week? And you goofy people came back. Yeah, man, we had a big time last week. That's the first time I ever preached, got done, prayed, and nobody'd leave. But he stayed and kept staying. That was awesome, wasn't it, John? Hey, we got a special treat tonight after I get through yapping at you for a minute. Jim and Rhonda Murphy, he hit me up at the cow sale today. Said they'd like to come sing, and I said we would really enjoy that. There's always seems to be a little fresher anointing. Hello, Dusty. A little fresher anointing when they come, and we just have enjoyed Jim and Rhonda for years and years and years now. And so, anyhow, a couple little old house cleaning things, little things we need to talk about right quick. There's going to be a meeting over at, I thought they was going to give me that. Maybe it's on here. Hey, what do you know about the meeting over at Grace Church? Oh, yeah, Grace, right across from the community college, and it's going to be Saturday at 12 o'clock. Okay, and everybody's invited. We've got all these different things rising up. Farrell DeFore is kind of heading that up over there. They've got a petition here of citizens of Curry County are taking on the governor. Over these new mandates and things. Leon Nall is here with us. We've talked about it a lot. Citizens of Roosevelt County, they're taking on the governor because about yesterday, I guess, this afternoon, the school board of Floyd, New Mexico got removed from their services by the state of New Mexico because they refused to take their kids, bring their kids back to school with masks on. They were going to stand up for their constitutional rights. And so you in the state of New Mexico, we've got a tyrannical governor. We've taught on this a lot. But when you have one office tries to operate out of two branches, see, when the executive branch begins to make laws and execute laws, you now are in the line of tyranny. Not set up on constitutionalism. Not set on a basis of checks and balances. There is no basis of checks and balances for Governor Lujan in New Mexico. She's a tyrant. She operates in a pharaohistic spirit. She's worse than a Jezebel. Spirit of a king killed the spirit of Jezebel instantly. You have a ruling spirit. It's a pharaohistic spirit. It's based on a Luciferian theology. She's an absolute tyrant, and she's absolutely godless. And so she's trying to hold captive the state of New Mexico. But all of our work during COVID-19, there are people who are unified, people who are rising up. You've got local governments now. We've been preaching this forever. Every pulpit in America, there's nothing else for you to preach. They'll quit smoking later. They'll burn their dirty books later. Right now, we have tyranny in our land. Our first seal drawn up by Benjamin Franklin and the guys said, rebellion to tyranny is service to God. In America today, we're the only country on the planet that absolutely believes and acknowledges that our rights to live are bestowed upon us by God Almighty, and that our government of three branches that was set up with checks and balances was put in place to protect the inalienable rights, the God-given rights that we've been given by our Creator to live as a free people. Now, we've deviated from that. We've stepped away from that. My question of the day is, if those rights are God-given and we have a government that's supposed to protect them, why will the pulpits of America not stand in loud and proud and defend our freedoms and defend our God-given rights, not only for us, but for the generations to come. We have the right to assemble. We have a right to our religion. We have a right to speak. And we have the right to petition our government when they're out of line. That's a God-given right. And so that when we stand with Roosevelt County. And we over here in Texas, we'll stand with Curry County. You guys go to the meeting over there. We won't be able to go to the meeting because I think we'll just be getting back from Austin. But weird things are happening, and people are getting engaged. And you get engaged, and as God's people, we're the ones to be engaged. We're the ones in covenant, okay? We're the only ones who have the power to survive. And so don't be afraid. Be of courage. Be of good cheer. And look, Governor Lujan, she resembles someone in the Bible, an uncircumcised Philistine. She has no covenant with God. She bears no kingdom fruit. Therefore, what is there to fear? You come in from the country and you say, who are you to defy the God of Israel? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our God. So that's a little bit about that. But that meeting Farrell and them are having, we're going to stand with Leon and them. And I'm telling you, Leon, right now, personally, the day that you toot the horn and say, come on, we're going to stand in front of our school while they have class. We'll just go over and stand while they have class. We've got some protectionary measures coming down the road right here in our own county and protecting us against some of the things that are coming down the pike. Let me tell you right now, if you've been tricked into believing that critical race theory is beneficial to your society, you've been lied to and you drank the Kool-Aid. And you did it in big gulps. Because you don't have to look very far into that, smell what they're stepping in now. And so we've got protectionary measures and things coming down. But let me tell you, the sad state of affairs is when the largest denomination on the planet can't find the wherewithal to keep it out of their very own seminaries. I'm telling you, we've got trouble. When we call ourselves the church and we've been called to raise up the bar and hold the moral code and hold original intent and all those things, yet our highest places, you got denominations today. I call them out right in public. I'd love to go to their conventions. You got denominations today that can't decide what they're going to do about gender neutralization. For crying out loud, you claim that there's one God that created it all. Now we've got an even larger denomination that wants to adopt tools of analytical thinking to cause division in our society. You don't believe me, just read up on it. And the church is responsible. So if you call yourself the church, take responsibility. If you're simply just a religious organization because you think you're doing good and somebody lied to you and told you that you could bear absolutely no fruit on your way to heaven, then keep doing what you're doing and I won't see you in the everlasting. Become a follower of Jesus. That's what we do. So, on to the next subject right quick and we'll move on to the singing. We've got some things coming up. I announced it last week, August 17th. We hadn't had August 17th yet. What's the day? The 4th. Okay, 13 more days. I'm telling you, I don't even know what day it is. August 17th, they're at 10 in the morning, they're going to move the food pantry, all the stuff over across the street. For those of you who wasn't here last week, we've purchased that over there. That's going to become a nice place for the benevolence programs here in Bailey County, Muleshoe, Texas. So the food pantry will be opening up right across the street, and we've got it all fixed up. And Carolyn and Alan have done a great job over there. On August 23rd at 6 p.m., they're going to have a training for everybody interested in volunteering. I think one of the greatest opportunities for this little fellowship is now we have something to do. And so those of you that want to get involved, helping with food pantry, that'd be great. On August 25th, that night at 7 o'clock, before we have church over here, they want to give us all a little bit of ice cream and a little look around over there that night. So come and you get you a dip of ice cream and look around and come over here and we'll do whatever we're going to do over here. And that's on the 25th. Then on August 28th at 8 in the morning, then they're going to have their first day of distribution. We won't have things completely set up by then, but our hope is that very soon we'll have another deal set up right there in the middle. That'll be where you can maybe host Bible studies, conferences, where you could get a little get-togethers, but more than anything, that we would have people that would volunteer to be there on the days of distribution, that would pray, hand out Bibles, make yourself available. Because I'm guarantee you, if somebody drives up and they need food, it is guaranteed they need something else. They won't just need a sack of groceries when they get there. And so people that want to participate in what God says we do in Matthew 25, whatever you did for the least of one of these, you therefore have done for me. And so we've got a great opportunity. Then eventually we'll have the Bailey County Child Welfare Board, Child Welfare Program be housed in the next building. And so we've got some neat stuff going on over there, and we just want everybody to participate. And so next thing is we're leaving tomorrow, some of us. We're going to Austin, Texas. We'll be down there Friday morning. We're going to be in the Legislative Conference Center, and we're going to, from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock in the morning, we're going to pray for our state, pray for our capital. We've got some specific things to pray for. There's probably about 30 people signed up so far. Friday morning, what I say? Okay, Friday morning. Friday morning, 9 to 11 is when we're going to be praying. So some of you may want to pray from home, pray from right where you're at, but we're praying for the state of Texas. On the 12th day of July, 51 Democrats got on an airplane and left town. When their vote was to come up to vote for election integrity, if we lose our election integrity in this country, we have lost our country. And so rather than stay and do their job, rather than stay and do the debate, you see, this is the deal. When people won't do the debate, it must be because you already know ahead of time you're going to lose. So they got on an airplane and they left. I didn't vote for any of them, but I pay every one of them. You're working for me and you took a day off. Now you've took a, however many days off. Now some of them are floating around in Europe over there someplace. I wonder how you paid for that while you wasn't working. And anyhow, we're going down there. And this is the part I got to tell you about. We're headed down there to pray, and I knew already what I was going to pray for. I don't know what anybody else is going to pray for. But I knew that according to Joshua 1, I was going to place my foot in that building. God opened the door in two phone calls. It's amazing that some redneck from Muleshoe, Texas, walks right in the state capitol and gets a room and all that stuff. God made the way. I want to walk in that room like Joshua. I want to place my foot where I have authority. And I want to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that he would manifest his presence, that at the return of 51 defectors and all 67 of them together, including the whole house of the Republican Party, would walk in that building and they would experience the anointing of God and the kingdom of God the same way Saul of Tarsus experienced it on the road to Damascus, to the point that they would drop face down before God Almighty and they'd be blinded by the power of God to the point of repentance, because they need to repent. We all need to repent. And so when you're a defector, or when you won't do your job, or when you won't hold to the Constitution and you won't hold to biblical truth, there's one call, and it's a call to repentance. But now I have to make confession, because the Lord has dealt with me all night, and I do not want to be like Jacob and have to limp all the way home. Some of you read the story in the Bible. But I had the Lord ask me at 2 o'clock this morning. He said, do you think the world would be a better place if I just took them out? Or if they became born again? Because I know how I've been praying. And it ain't happening. I know this much. If there's a problem with your prayers getting answered, there's no problem with God. It must be with me. So if I can't have a heart for their repentance, which starts with my public repentance, if I can't have that heart, then there's no way that I open my mouth and speak the very words of God. There's no way that I pray out of a pure heart and a contrite spirit. There's no way that I'm aligned with the intercessor of all intercessors. If I'm not aligned with him, then this field trip's for nothing. As I've told everybody from congressman on down, they've always asked, what are you going to do? I'm going to walk in that building and pray. I'm not making coffee and I'm not serving donuts. I'm walking in that building and pray. So the other day I said, God, prepare me to pray. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I ain't even thinking about team roping. That's a really good time to ask me a hard question. You think this world would be better if I just took them out? Or if they became born again? Create in me a new heart, oh God. Create in me a new heart. Because in this day and age, for some of us old school guys, it's easy to get ticked. It's easy to have your redneck put a good chap on. It's easy to get up in the morning and rather knock some son of a gun upside the head as to get down on the floor and pray with him. I apologize for you for any time I preached out of my anger and my need to smite somebody else, because I've done it. I ask you to forgive me for that. I've asked the Lord to forgive me for that. But I want to encourage you, because today, instantly, I saw a result of my repentance. Started when we prayed at Sail Barn this morning. It's different, wasn't it, Murph? It was just God. You see, we don't need anybody else. We don't need anybody else. But I don't need to pretend that God is simply going to work through my carnal, fleshly behavior. I need him to work in my humbleness. And so today I realized one more thing that will add to my wisdom resume, which has been kind of a slow accumulation. I've always been humbled by who I know. I think it's quite a privilege that a man would know the creation, the creator of the universe. To personally know the Lord Jesus Christ, to personally know him, is a humbling privilege. But to come to the realization today that I'm also humbled by what I don't know. You see, pretty soon when everybody's calling you on the phone and everybody's got you involved in everything in the country and you're supposed to answer everybody's questions, if you're not careful, you'll believe one of these days that you're the answer man. No humility in that. It said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, simply pray. Pray to the point of repentance. Turn from their wicked ways. I'll hear their prayers. I'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin. And I'll heal their land. I received a healing today. That's a continual healing. It's not, I didn't get done in one swipe. I know me. I better keep my hand to the plow. I know a lot about me, and God does too, so we better keep my hand to the plow. I want the heart of Jesus so I can pray the prayers of the throne of grace, that I see the power of God move right before my very eyes. Tonight, you're going to see the power of God move right before your very eyes here. We're going to take communion together after a while, and we're going to do it kind of in a little funky way. I don't like it, but this is how we're going to do it. And just the way things are, we're just going to kind of do it a little bit longer this way. But we'll hand out some little old cup things, them little nasty crackers in the top of a cardboard or whatever it is. But at least you don't have to touch nobody, be licking on nobody's glass. It doesn't matter. I don't care what they say at the Vatican. What's represented? The covenant of God. He said, do this as often as you think of me. And remember the covenant of blood, the covenant of a body that was given and broken for you and me. We're going to do that tonight. There's water in the tank for anyone that would feel the need to surrender yourself to the Lordship of Jesus Christ by the remission of sin and the resurrection of a new body. That's made available tonight. We're going to preach a little bit about a guy who was translated and another one who was baptized because there was water. We're going to sing tonight with Jim and Rhonda, and we're going to enjoy the evening. We're going to pray for the sick. We're going to pray for the lost. We're going to pray for the needy. We'll pray for anyone who needs hands laid on them. We'll speak words of wisdom and anybody who needs a word of knowledge from God. As I told somebody earlier tonight, we're not here to put Band-Aids on broken legs. Our God fixes broken legs. That's why we're here tonight. And we're going to leave from this place different than we came in. Healed, well, whole, empowered, and ready for battle. Many of you got one waiting on you. Many of us are headed to another place. We don't know what's waiting on us. Some of you don't even know where you're headed yet. But if you're a follower of Jesus, you're going somewhere. You can't help it. Let's pray and we'll get Jim and Rhonda up here. Lord, I want to thank you tonight for your word. I thank you, Lord, for visitation in the night. Because, Lord, without repentance, a man will never get better. A man will never resemble you, Lord, unless we turn from who we were. And that even to yesterday to tomorrow, just turn from who we were to walk towards you, Jesus. Lord, tonight I just pray by the power of your Spirit and your holy presence here, words of truth be spoken. God, that people will reach towards you, that we become desperate for you, that we all would desire more of you. So, Lord, have your way with us tonight. As, Lord, we just ask you and call on you, Lord. Heal the sick. Save the lost. Mend up the brokenhearted. Bring your word forth. God, bring a harvest. Send us out in the anointing that comes only from you. Fight the good fight of faith. So Lord, we love you and bless you tonight. Give you all the praise, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Like I said, I'm not so particular as I used to be as how we do this. Because if you're not careful, you get so darn religious that you miss the whole point. But there's something that's represented in our covenant, and it's called for in the Bible. Jesus enjoyed his Last Supper before his crucifixion with his disciples, and Paul went on to write to the church of Corinth instructions for taking communion, for enjoying the Lord's Supper, and remembering your covenant. And so what Jesus did was with the bread, represented in that little wafer thing you're fixing to experience. What Jesus did is he broke that bread in front of his disciples. You see, this is when communion means something. When you've chosen to follow Jesus. Not because you want to go to heaven, but because you've met him and you've bowed your knee and you want to serve him. You want to be his disciple. You see, that's what water baptism is all about. Following Jesus. when he came to John the Baptist and said, you must baptize me. And John tried to deter him. And he said, this is what's right for the fulfillment of all things. You see, this is all about following Jesus. This is how we got where we are, people. This is how our kitchen tables got dismantled. This is how our society got rocked over. Because we decided we wanted to acknowledge him, but we didn't want to follow him. We didn't want to walk by faith. We'd rather walk by sight so we could see where we're going. Tonight, when I get through talking, you're going to have the opportunity to go somewhere, and you'll not know where, and you'll not know how you got there, and you'll not know how you got back.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Where Are You Flying To? Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Mule Shoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Mule Shoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Mule Shoe Fellowship, God bless.